Well, just on the outskirts of the Milton Keynes International Festival is a park. Of course, Willen Lake is surrounded by parks and places where people walk. And it didn't take me long to stumble upon this strange cult. As I walked towards the playground, I couldn't help but notice couples and groups. Some groups sat down, some couples walking along. Everybody looking at their phone, like they kind of do normally in a modern-day society. But a lot of flicking of fingers and chatting to each other about a shared experience that appeared to be happening. And everybody, I'm not joking, it appears everybody is playing Pokemon Go. Two people I've just collared momentarily who are happy to talk about this are...
Sasha.
Kartika.
And are you local to Milton Keynes?
Yes.
Yeah, we're living in Milton Keynes, yeah.
And so you were both playing Pokemon Go, and you weren't afraid to admit it.
No.
Well,
no,
I think,
yes, it's the craze at the moment, and yeah, it's very interesting phenomenon. I mean, it's crazy to see other people coming out doing the same thing.
It kind of takes the game, the virtual game, to reality. So I think it's just worth a try.
So, how long have you been playing?
Since the game was out, yeah. So
I think it released
not even a week.
Yeah. On Thursday, I think, here in the UK.
So yeah.
So not even a week. And how many hours a day do you think you've played it?
So during the work week, I'm usually only playing it on the way to work and on the way back. So it's easy to just go to a Pokestop or just catch a Pokemon on the way.
Now, your boss isn't listening. Are you not one of these people that has the phone on the desk and they, what's the pheromone you can give off? What is that thing?
I think incense.
Is that the
incense
lore module?
No,
where
that's
you can
incense,
actually
yeah
give off some gas from your
Pokemon. Like incense or so? Yeah,
so but the incense, and then that attracts them to your desk in the building.
No, there's no good Pokemons where I work, so it won't help anyways.
You've looked.
Yeah, I did, indeed. Yeah, outside there's gyms outside of work, so...
So explain to me briefly how the game works.
You have this map, so you go outside and then you have these Pokestops that you have to walk to, and there you find items, and with these items you can catch the Pokemons. And while you're walking, you just get a notification that there's a Pokemon near you, and then you catch it with the Pokeballs.
Yes. So in the essence, you need to catch them all. Some are easier to catch, some are very rare, and that's why a lot of people came here at that spot, actually, because there was some rare Pokemon just over there.
Really?
In the back, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
We've
like a Golduck. And so you come here, and then other people are telling you, yeah, go over there, there's a rare Pokemon over there. So it's a bit, you don't play it for yourself only.
So it's actually
it's a bit
quite
communal, yeah.
It seems to be quite sociable. I see people talking amongst groups.
That's really nice.
This isn't some kind of weird government program to program us all to do something.
Yeah.
Please say no.
Yeah. We hope not.
Yeah, no. It's quite a strange phenomenon. I think it's only worked because Pokemon is a lot of people knew about Pokemon. They had it in their childhood. They played it. It's 20 years old, right? So only because of that, the young guys pick it up, and some of the older, I'm older already,
yeah,
our generations, we just jump on it. And it's interesting to see it like that, because there was games like that before, but they never picked up that great audience, that big audience like this one.
I kind of remember Pokemon first time round, but I wasn't really into it. So, I mean, I remember Pikachu and all the rest of it. I didn't realize that these things evolved, because one thing you have to do once you catch your little Pokemon, and you say catch them all, but from what I remember, in the original series, there was only so many, and then it grew and it grew and it grew and it grew and it became 700. You'll never be able to catch them all, will you? It'll just be, have you got more than your friends?
At the moment, I think it's like 150 you can catch.
It's limited right now.
Yeah, all the other ones will come out. I mean, they want to make money with it, right? Now you can buy items, that makes money. And I think they'll do some sponsorship later on. So they will make money with the rare Pokemon at some point.
Now, I was reading about addiction, and it's not necessarily an issue, a proper addiction, unless it starts affecting the way you actually live. And some people say the tipping point is when you start spending physical money, which you could be buying food with, for inanimate objects, when you could be going to these Pokestops and collecting the what are they called, Pokeballs or something? So the balls to catch the monsters, but if you're buying 100 balls or something, then that's real money. And before you know it, you've done it 10 times and you've spent the price of a week's shopping.
That's what I do with Autodesk games, right? Candy Crush and so on. It was always the same. You could always buy some...
Have you guys spent physical money yet?
No. And I think that's the danger of it. I think you have to be aware of the danger, and especially, of course, what you said, especially with younger audience, it's a danger that they spend actual money, because I think it happens quickly.
And also, because it's a click of a button, it doesn't feel like actual money.
Yeah. So there is an actual danger about it. That's, you have to be aware of it, yeah.
So do you find you're walking more? Because in my day of experimentation, I realized that I had to walk 2 kilometers to hatch an egg if I didn't want to go around catching. I live in a village. And there's no poker stops. There's one, but, you know. So for me to hatch an egg is easy, but it required 2 kilometer walk, which isn't so easy because it doesn't measure it very accurately. I think I did 5 before it hatched.
Okay. Yeah,
exactly. I mean, we came to the park to, first of all, have a stroll around and then also hatch some eggs.
Yeah, we came for 2 things, of course, the festival and then and then we thought, okay, that might be a good spot to catch some Pokemon.
I mean,
who'd have thought that virtual semi-invisible robots... monsters, what am I talking about? Although I have seen some strange mechanical things pop up on the feed.
Yeah. I never knew about that one.
Let's not get too excited. Is an attraction to come to the Milton Keynes International Festival. It'll be in the brochure next time. Come for the rare Pokemons.
It's a strange coincidence that they started on the same time, right? The app just came out.
And I noticed that these stops have some kind of Pokemon attractors on them.
Yeah.
The local kids.
With a certain level, you get those attractors and then you can put them on the spots. And then that's why a lot of people waited around here while those attractors were active.
See it from far. Yeah. So,
but this isn't just for them to beat you. This is a gift for anybody that's passing.
Yeah. So anyone that is here will get also the Pokemons because they get attracted to there. And then everyone can catch the same Pokemon. So it's not just for one. You don't catch it from somebody else. It just appears for everyone. So you all can catch it. So... that's also a nice gift to the community.
So somebody, you know, may say, I know it's said quite a lot, oh, you're always on your phone. When are you going to experience real life? What's the difference now? In reality, what is the difference? We used to have telephone calls with people, and they weren't in an alternate reality. They were still in the real life. So this game and the way that it superimposes monsters onto a real image. It's kind of freaky in one way, but this is the way things are going when we augment our reality, don't you think?
Yeah, indeed. I think because at the moment it also doesn't have like a chat function or anything. So anything else you want to do, if you want to interact with someone, will be outside. Yeah, you just bring like those monsters into view, but...
Yeah, we'll have to see how this develops. I mean, we're curious to know how people are going about it in a couple of weeks.
Is a craze now? It's a hype right now, but let's see how it would turn out in the end.
I mean, you see people sitting in a restaurant and playing on their phone, and I mean, it's since mobile phones have been so. Yeah.
More so if you're thinking, I'll just check what's around me because there's an invisible layer of gaming existing right here in this space. Nobody else knows. This is anomaly here because everybody here seems to know there's rare Pokemon around. Yeah. What are you most proud of catching or doing at the moment?
Most proud of? So the Golduck we got today was quite nice.
The Golduck?
Golduck, yeah.
And it was really nice because one of the kids... pointed us in the direction of the...
Look at those two older people. Yeah. They need help.
No, they were also telling that to the younger people. Oh, but
okay. Yeah, let's assume that.
And then we were there and everyone else was saying, yeah, did you get the Golduck? Did you get it?
So
and
what happens if one of you goes out without the other? Do you come back and say, check this out? And the other person goes, oh, no. Is there any way of transferring them?
Not at the moment. Not yet.
But that could be birthday presents sorted out.
At some point, you decide for a team. And we at least joined the same team.
What team are you in?
instinct. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, so should I be talking to you because I'm mystic?
Yeah. Come on.
I asked the internet. I said, what should I join? And everybody said, join Mystic.
Yeah. Peer pressure. That's why we didn't join Mystic, because we go with the underdog usually. So.
Right. I think because it's in the middle, everybody seemed to go for Mystic. I don't know why. On the Choose one now, it seemed to be blue in the middle.
If you follow the guides, Mystic is the one that is has the most members and makes it the most easy to get those gyms, because the goal is to get those gyms and then to station one of your Pokemon there.
Yeah, well, so what happened? Could please explain this to me, because I found a gym and I got involved and I was only kind of a level 5, so I, you know, and then I got kicked to crap. You know, everything died or whatever it happens to it.
There's two things. So if the gym is from another faction, from another color, you can try to battle them and then get the gym for your color in the end.
Oh,
but you would need to be strong.
You meant to win over the gym.
Yeah, yeah. And
with need to gym, do more training.
Yeah. With a gym of your own color, you can train your Pokemon in there. And with the training, you waste the prestige of the gym. And if the prestige is high enough, you can station your own Pokemon in there. And they only do that for 24 hours and then they reset it. So you need to get the gym again. But during that 24 hours, you can get coins and items and all the extra stuffs. So we never had a gym yet, so we didn't get all the benefits.
Who's the most excited out of you two? Who can go a day without playing?
Oh, we could go a day without playing, but I think I'm a bit more excited about it.
What do you do for a job normally?
I'm a sales engineer, so I'm working with computers.
A research engineer?
No, sales engineer.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So you're a geek, which is a good,
geek, yeah. That's
and yourself?
I'm a project manager. I don't do anything with IT, but I like to read up on things. Yeah, at times. Yeah.
You've been sucked into it. Whoa, I mean, why not? Why not enjoy a pleasant night by the lake catching monsters? This is the future, after all.
Yeah. I mean, our friends and families are also into that one, so...
People normally sat at home watching the TV and switching off. You have to think.
Yeah.
You have to select and choose, and you're out getting exercise. So, yeah, fascinating phenomenon. Let's see what happens in the not too distant future. I mean, the scary stories are already out, aren't there? Have you heard some of them? Some guy got stuck down a hole in the news recently. He was going down a mine shaft looking for Pokemon. I mean, some kid probably said, there's a rare one down there.
You should still use your brain while doing that, right?
Yeah.
So that will always happen.
Still use your brain. Very, very good tip. Thank you very much, guys. Enjoy the rest of the festival.
You too.